Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Rick Maurer being back on the show. Rick is an outstanding journalist. He's with Yahoo Finance, a very important contributor to that organization, and very prolific writer on all things business and finance. He's the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setbacks to Success, and his new one, Liberty for All, a manifesto for reclaiming financial political freedom. Nobody knows how to do that better than Rick. Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always enjoy being here.
Good to have you back. So, okay, you're in New York City there, and you guys had a little bit of a interesting last half a dozen days, haven't you?
Just us. Nobody else really noticed. it's been quite a time.
But you're at ground zero there.
Yeah, a lot of volatility in the stock markets. It does look like it's evening out now for the time being. We saw a nice comeback yesterday on Wall Street. I think, a lot of people have been saying expect more volatility this year. The stock market had been soft for a while. People have been saying, it does seem like it could be ripe for a sell-off. It just needs a catalyst. And then the catalyst came along. It turned out to be China.
China.
We're changing the way we think about China. And
Plus oil prices contributed, I think, to it some. I think dropped in oil prices. But one of the things I liked what you did in one of your pieces this week. You said it's foolish to blame Obama for the stock market woes. Now, you know that I am a serious detractor. I'm like a professional when it comes to pointing out the fact that President Obama, I consider President Obama to not be business friendly. However, you might be surprised to know that anybody who says that this thing was Obama's fault, I will disagree with them. And you obviously do too.
Well, and the reason I am I'm pointing this out is there are people saying it's Obama's fault, mostly the Republican candidates running for president,
right.
Including Donald Trump. He is, he's been complaining about the way our relationship with
China. They're also blaming him for the hurricane that's coming to Florida, too, though.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, this is nothing new that, the people in the other party who want the Democrats out of the White House, they're going to blame everything they can on Obama, see
right.
what sticks. Democrats do the same when it's a Republican president.
Right, right.
We do need to remind ourselves, though, that the president does not have a lot. There's not a lot the president can do to control the economy, and there's definitely not much he can do to control the stock
market.
Well,
there's definitely a lot he can do to influence the economy. And therefore, by extension, the stock market, there are some things he can do. But in this case, and again, as I say, I could never expect people to listen to me when I said his policies are bad for business, if I blamed him for things that he clearly had no hand in. And what's happened in the last week is not something that you could lay at Obama's feet as the president of the United States, any more than any other president who was there. I mean, if Obama's has an impact on what's been happening, it's because of his position as president, and it would have been similar if a Republican had been in there. So I think you're right about that. I think it's not. There are plenty of things we can take Obama to task for. This is not one of them.
And if you just to take that one step further, if you do want to blame Obama for what's happening in stock markets, then basically you're saying, okay, the president more or less controls the stock market. And if that's the case, well, Obama has done investors quite a favor with his great handling of the stock market for most of his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But just as a reminder, the S&P 500 stock index is up about 125% since the day Obama took office.
Right.
That's almost 20%
yep.
per year. I mean, nobody gets that kind of return. So if you think he's responsible for the stock market decline, then you have to give him credit for the stock market gains. Better to just acknowledge the president doesn't control the stock market.
Well, that's exactly right, which brings me to a point that I'd like to point out, and that is that Washington, the president and Congress, it bothers, I don't even like seeing the poll where it asks people, the president is doing a good job of managing the economy. I hate that question. The president doesn't manage the economy. Congress doesn't manage the economy. They can mess it up. They can do things to mess it up, but they don't manage the economy. What do you think?
Right.
10 seconds.
You're right. I mean, the problem is, when things go wrong, we do look for somebody to blame. And if you want to blame somebody, well, there's one guy there. He's the most powerful guy in the world.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.